January 30, 2008. From Mining Weekly in Johannesburg, I am Christy van der Merwe. In our lead story this week, mining companies say they are moving ahead with South African investment plans, despite power constraints, arguing that the current situation is only temporary. Most of the country's mines were forced to close operations for up to 5 days this week after Eskom could not guarantee uninterrupted supply. This stoppage has cost the country's economy an estimated 200 million rand every day as local mines lost thousands of ounces, which pushed the prices of platinum and gold to new records. Sipho Nkosi, head of the Chamber of Mines and CEO of Exxaro Resources.
As far as new investments are concerned, you look at my own organization that I represent. We haven't stopped planning. We have a huge pipeline of projects, and we're going full steam ahead, implementing things. This is a temporary situation, which through the process of interaction, we are working towards resolving. Secondly, we are also encouraged by the fact that the load inside of South Africa, the new capacity, is coming on board. So new investments are not going to be impacted or affected. But the good thing about this whole situation is that it brings home one important thing, and one important thing only, and that is, as South Africans, we need to use power more efficiently. That, for me, is key.
But while the government and industry insisted that the power crisis would not deter investment, an analyst warned that it could curtail mining investment by as much as 25% over the short to medium term. The power shortage has been blamed on a toxic cocktail of operational instability and inclement weather. Insufficient and poor quality wet coal supply meant that just about every coal-fired station was producing well below its nameplate capacity. The state has warned that it will evoke emergency measures to safeguard the delivery of improved quality and quantities of the coal supply to power utility Eskom. However, coal miners say they are supplying the fuel according to their contractual obligations. South Africa has also unveiled plans to stabilize the country's electricity system and conserve between 3,000 megawatts and 4,000 megawatts over the next 6 months. This program will initially focus on load shedding and cutting supply to certain customer groups, such as mines and industry, but will later center on power rationing. Gold miner Harmony says it's investigating the feasibility of extracting gold from tailings dams at its operations in the Welkom area. Should the project get the necessary environmental go-ahead, construction may start towards the end of the year. Harmony says the current proposal is focused on the extraction of gold only, but that the potential of uranium will also be assessed. Also, in this week's Mining Weekly Online, uranium producer First Uranium says it is looking to buy assets in the US, Canada, South America, and Australia to reduce its geographical risk. World number one steam coal exporter Xstrata plans to spend nearly $1.2 billion to lift its South African production of the fuel by some 16.4 million tons by 2012. JSE-listed diamond producer Diamond Core says all the conditions precedent to its merger with BRC Diamonds have been met and that it will start trading under its new name, BRC Diamond Core, on February 10. And in this week's Mining Weekly magazine, out on Friday, read our cover story on mine safety and whether South Africa could stop the deaths at its mines. Finally, don't miss our features on Project House and Exploration. That's a roundup of this week's stories on Creamer Media's Mining Weekly. For more on these and other stories, visit miningweekly.co.za.